The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 53, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 8, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
My dear Prahlad, may you live a long time. One cannot appreciate or understand me without pleasing me. But one who has seen me or pleased me has nothing for which to lament for his own personal self.
No personal satisfaction. Mama prinata ayusman darsanam dullabam hi me. Drishtyamang na punat jantu. Ratmanam taptumarhati. There are two common questions. Everyone, so many people come to us. That first question is that I am not getting peace in my mind. How can I get peace? Yes? How can you get peace? You have no connection with the Supreme Person. Kuto shanti adyuktasya in the Bhagavad Gita. How you can get peace? It is impossible. Many examples we have given many times. A child is crying. Everyone is trying to pacify the child. He is still crying. But as soon as the mother takes the child on the breast, immediately pacifies. This is, you are searching after peace, life after life, moment after hours. You cannot have peace unless you come to the Supreme Personality of God. It is not peace. Therefore, it is advised, the saiva heta prajati bhakurita. For that purpose, how you can see God, or you can please God, the saiva heta. For that purpose only, prajatita, one should endeavor. No other endeavor. Human life, he is meant for, that is Vedanta Sutra, Adhāra Brahma Jinyāsa. Where is Brahma? Where is the Absolute Truth? Where is God? Govindam Virahenamē. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, practical example, he is saying, how to become anxious, mad? Where is God? Where is Krishna? Yugāitaṁ nimiṣena caksuṣā prāvi. This is the ultimate hankering. How to? Yugāitaṁ nimiṣena. One should be mad after Krishna. Then he'll see Krishna. Sometimes they say, can you show me God? Have you become mad after God? Then you can see. Otherwise, God is not so cheap thing. You become mad after God and you see me. Preman, who can become mad after somebody unless there is love? If you love somebody, if you cannot see, you become mad. How can I see? How can I see? This madness is sometimes, you can see example, suppose a man's son has died. He became mad. That anxiety is required. And we are now at the present moment, we are hankering after material sense enjoyment. Where is sense enjoyment? Where is sense enjoyment? Similarly, the example is given by Rupa Goswami, the hankering. He has given very nice example. They say, young man He is hankering after yom omer, natural, that is not artificial. All a yom omer is hankering after yom man. This hankering, therefore, according to Vedic system, before the hankering becomes madly, and he one becomes spoiled by his sex indulgence, he should be married. This is the psychology. At a certain age, 12, 13 years, omer, and 15, 16 years, man, they become very, very much sexually anchored. Therefore, the system is that at that time, psychological moment, the young girl and young boy should be married so that unity will endure. It will never break. There will be no more divorce. But when the hankering is exploited, then the whole life is spoiled. So Rupa Goswami is giving this example. That when my hankering will be like the young man, young woman, hankering after one another. It is very practical. Yuga idam nimishena, chakshusha pradisha idam, sunna idam jagat sarvam. When that hankering is there, he sees everything vacant. This is psychological. So, Krishna is, can be seen. It is not that Krishna cannot be seen. He can be, he is present everywhere. Annam tarastham paramanu chayam tarastham. He is not only within this universe, but he is within your heart. He is within the atom. Why cannot you see Krishna? Because you have no eyes to see. That is the limit. Premanjana charita, that eyes can be prepared by the smearing the ointment of love. So, Prahlad Maharaj was chastised by his father so many ways. But he could not forget Krishna. The love was fixed up. Therefore, Krishna became very much pleased, prito, lava bhajan. So, mam apinaga ayushmat. Ayushman, blessing, now you can live long. Or eternally, Ayushman. Ayush means duration of life. When one approaches Krishna, māmopetta kaunteya dukkhārāma sāsatam nātmudanti. Dukkhārāma. So long you have got this material body, material world, it is dukkhārāma, asāsatam. It is full of miserable condition. And at the same time, not permanent. Even if you accept miserable condition, everyone is trying to leave. The old man does not like to die. He goes to the doctor, takes some medicine, so that he can continue his life, but he will not be allowed to be asāsa. He may be a very rich man, he may take many pills, many injections to prolong your life, but that is not possible. That is not possible. But as soon as you see Krishna, then you get your eternal life. Eternal life we have got, we are eternal. Nahannati hannamāni sarīre. We do not die after the destruction of the body. We take another body. This is the disease. And when you see Krishna, when you understand Krishna, even without seeing, if you simply understand Krishna, then you learn it all. Janma karma chasme dibbam jo janati tattva tatta deham punarjanma naiti. Krishna said, simply try to understand Krishna. To understand Krishna is also seeing Krishna. Because he is absolute. There is no difference. As in the material world, you understand something, but you cannot see it. This is duality. But in the absolute, if you understand Krishna, if you hear Krishna, if you see Krishna, if you play with Krishna, they are all one. This is called absolute. There is no duality. So if you simply understand Krishna, Vidvam, divine nature. Simply you understand that Krishna is not like us. Krishna has no material body. Krishna is not unhappy. Krishna is always happy. Simply few things, if you become convinced that Krishna's nature, immediately you become eligible to be transferred back to home, back to God. This is Krishna consciousness. So nice. Krishna is explaining himself. If you become convinced, yes, what Krishna says, it is all right. Just like Arjuna said, sarvamekam nitam manme tatvadasi keso. Whatever you have said, I accept in total. No nirakta, no injustice. Sarvamekam nitam manme. Whatever you have said, I believe. I take evidence. That is Krishna. Krishna says something and I understand something. That will go on with you millions of years. It is never possible. You have to understand Krishna as he says. That we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as. That is real understanding. Arjuna says, sarvamitam ritam manme. Ritam means fact. Everything what you have said. Not that I cut this side. There is a nonsense Samiji in India. He said, we can take up what is beneficial, what is. Otherwise I reject. This is called ardhakukutinaya. Ardhakukutinaya means, I've similarly explained, one man has one chicken, so, and he was getting one egg daily. So he thought that the rear side of this chicken is very nice, it is giving one egg daily, and the front side it is eating expensive, so cut it. Cut the mouth and simply take the egg. The rascal does not know that if he cuts the mouth, there were no way. Similarly, if you make katchan of Bhagavad Gita according to his means, he will never understand very well. We have to follow Mahajana Jena Vadasapan Thakur. Arjuna understood sarvavetam vitangamanne. Whatever you have said, I understand. I have accepted. So you accept it blindly, then you are beneficial. We may not understand that just like Krishna said, aham adiji devanam. Aham adiji devanam. Devanam means all the demigods, beginning with Brahma. So Krishna says, I am prior to Brahma, Adi. Adi means at the beginning. So who will understand it? Even one who believes in the Shastra, believes in the Brahma, Ayu, Sahasra Yuga Varjantam Arahajat Brahmano Vidu, This one day, 12 hours, is 43 lakhs of years, multiplied by 1,000, means 43 crores of years, our calculation. So, Krishna says, Aham Mahadevi Devana, we cannot calculate the duration of life of Brahma. And when Krishna says, Aham Adi, I am the father of Brahma. So ordinary man, how he'll understand? He'll not understand. He cannot understand. Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Ruvam Patsavanaham Abhyam. Some 40 millions of years ago, I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. So, ordinary man, how he'll understand? They'll say, mythology. Well, not, it is not mythology. It is fact. This was cleared by Krishna, I assume. My dear Krishna, you said that you had spoken so many years ago to the sun god. How can I believe it? You are my contemporary of my age. How can I believe it? And Krishna said that, yes, you cannot believe it, but you and both, you and me, because you are my eternal friend, so you are also present that time when I spoke to Sun God, but you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. That is the difference. The difference is man and God. God knows everything eternally, and we forget. This is our nature. Therefore, sometimes we forget Krishna. And therefore, Krishna comes to remind that why you are forgetting me? We are eternally related. So, forgetting me, you are suffering here. Give up all these nonsense. Sarvadharmān parityajyamāṁ. Very well. This is Krishna consciousness. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to educate people to cure his disease of forgetfulness. He has forgotten, simply. Just like a madman forget who is his father, who is his mother. He talks nonsense. Sometimes he calls illness. Man, similarly, we in this material world, without any Krishna consciousness, we are all mad, forgetful. This disease has to be cured. The best medicine is this Krishna consciousness. Nature's way, we have got this human form of life. But because on account of lack of proper education, we remain in forgetful condition from the animal life. But there is chance, that is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anadi Bohirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kalila. These rascals, from time immemorial, they have forgotten Krishna. And just to remind him, this Vedas, the Puranas, they are. But there is no education of these Vedas and Puranas. They are interested in pride philosophy, Darwin theory, all this nonsense. The Vedas, Puranas are there, they are neglected. But the rascal philosophy, they are interested. The life is spoiled. Which is spoiling civilization. One has got the opportunity of understanding himself. He has forgotten himself. And there is bona fide literature how to understand himself. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. The Vedanta is there. Now inquire what you are. The inquiry must be there. Unless you inquire, automatically it will not be. Because God has given you independence. very little independence. But we are misusing, therefore unless by using properly our little independence we accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord and surrender, there is no difference. Krishna can force you, but he does not do that. Because you have misused your independence, you have forgotten Krishna. Again, you have used properly your independence and accept Krishna. That is what. This is the process. Otherwise, why Krishna is coming, reminding? He does not touch on your little independence. He says, Mamikam Saranam Braja. He can capture you immediately. It's like a naughty boy doing something, mother immediately captures and takes away. But Krishna does not want to do that. Force, no. To do it voluntarily. That is what it is. So we must voluntarily submit to Krishna. Then you will see. So how you can satisfy him? He says that you satisfy me, you surrender to me. I will say, Amta Sarvapati Bhamma. Immediately I rescue you from all the action of sinful life. Because he becomes free. He wants your surrender. If you surrender, immediately he becomes free. Just like a son might have committed so many offenses to the father, and immediately becomes father, I've done that. Please excuse me. Immediately. That is the relationship of father and son. The father wants some or other. If this rusted surrenders to me, I excuse him and immediately give my property to him. This is natural. So, we have become. That will please Krishna. And without pleasing him, darsanam duryamam he may. You cannot see Krishna. You may have your eyes, big, big eyes, but you cannot see Krishna. You have to please. That pleasing activity is bhakti. Bhakti. Bhakti means the activities which will please Krishna. And not that bhakti means sitting down silently. No, I am chanting. I do not want to go out house. I am busy. Excuse. What do you chant? You think of many an omen, that's all. Just work. Go to sell books and work hard. That is one thing. Therefore, we do not give that opportunity. My Guru Maharaj did not give this opportunity and we are following the same principle. No opportunity of sitting idle. No, he must work. That is rectified. Manmana bhagavandhu. So, madhyaji mannamaskuru. So in this way, if we accept, this is the, we change the name. Why? We change the name, and now from this point of initiation, you accept that you are Krishna Das. You are trying to become master of the world, that is nonsense. You try to become Krishna Das. Therefore we add this word Das. This Das, that Das, everything Krishna's name. So we have to accept Krishna Das. Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. So, if we accept this principle, this is my nonsense activity that I am trying to become very big in this material world, that will not satisfy. Even Brahma has no satisfaction. He is also full of anxiety. This material world is like that. You may be very, 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 very big man, but the anxiety you cannot escape. That is not possible. That is material world. Tada samadvigna dhiyam, asad graha. Samadvigna dhiyam. Everyone in this material world, even this bird, a small bird, he is also always anxious. So many people are here, and there is so many danda. They may not kill me. They were very cautious. As soon as he raised the danda, immediately his eyes. His anxiety is there. Or either in Brahma's life or ant's life. This is the material nature. Sada samadvigna dhiyam. Asad, why? Asad graha. Because you have accepted this material body, this means you have accepted anxiety. So we have to do in such a way, no more material body. And that is Krishna's advice. Tatta deham punarjanma. And if you have got a pinch of material desire, Krishna is ready to give you a type of body, so you can satisfy your desire. Mam apranita ayushman darshanam durlabham. Somehow or other, if you can see Krishna, dhishtyaman na punarjanma, punarjantu atmanam taptumasti. There is no more necessity of undergoing austerity, everything is free. Aradhita jadi hari stavasatata kim. If you have got Krishna, there is no need of tapasya. You are free. Anaradhita jadi hari stavasatata kim. And if you cannot understand Krishna, then what is the use of your becoming so much religious, sastya, sannyasi and yogi? They're all nonsense. All right. Jadi aradhita jadi hari stapasata takkim naradhita jadi hari stapasata. There is no meaning of tapasya if you cannot see Krishna. And if you can see Krishna, there is no meaning of tapasya. That is, aradhita jadi hari stapasata takkim. Antad bahi jadi hari stapasata takkim nantad bahi jadi hari stapasata. If you can see Krishna always outside and inside, then you have nothing to do with tapasya. Enjoy it by seeing Krishna. Always. Chanin kitakosni marang na jata. I don't want anything. Please allow me to see you continuously. Thank you very much.